With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Nothing short of complete total victory. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu throwing cold water on the idea of a truce in the war with Hamas.
Just as the United States would not agree to a ceasefire after the bombing of Pearl Harbor or after the terrorist attack of 9/11, Israel will not agree to a cessation of hostilities with Hamas after the horrific attacks of October 7.
And the Biden administration says it does not support a ceasefire.
Despite calls from the UN, the Pope, and others for a ceasefire in Gaza, the White House doesn't believe a ceasefire is the right answer right now.
We believe that a ceasefire right now benefits Hamas, and Hamas is the only one that would gain.
However, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. favors temporary humanitarian pauses for aid to be moved in. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In a battlefield success, Israel reporting the death of a senior Hamas commander who the Israelis say directed the deadly October 7th terror attack on innocent Israeli civilians. Also at SRNNews.com, a woman, her face covered, who was allegedly making threats on a train, has been shot and wounded by police in Paris. There's no word on the woman's condition. The Conference Board's closely watched Consumer Confidence Index report for October is due out this morning. Correspondent Rita Foley says the index may have lost ground for a third month in a row.
Many analysts still warn of new headwinds facing consumers and the economy. Nearly 30 million student loan borrowers had to start paying their loans this month. And government dysfunction in Washington could lead to a government shutdown next month.
Consumer spending is a major driver of the U.S. economy, and that's why consumer confidence is so closely followed. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 144 points higher, NASDAQ futures up 10 points. This is SRN News. Children's doctors go all in on transgenderism.
At the just-completed convention of the American Academy of Pediatrics, physicians were urged to start talking with their young patients about so-called gender fluidity as early as possible. In one presentation, the doctors were told that when it comes to gender, quote, the things you learned in medical school are probably now irrelevant. AAP officials advise their members to tell parents that sexual identity shifts and changes all throughout a person's life. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
One of the oldest churches in America is getting a makeover. St. Nicholas Church is a Russian Orthodox house of worship on the outskirts of Alaska's biggest city, and it's packed with religious icons gifted by czars and jewel-studded incense burners. But the 128-year-old log building has seen better days. The refurbishment project being paid for with a $350,000 grant from the National Park Service. This is SRN News. British investigators looking into the circumstances surrounding the on-ice death of an American, a former NHL player.
South Yorkshire police are investigating the death of American ice hockey player Adam Johnson after his neck was cut by a skate blade in an English game. The English governing body has reacted by making all ice hockey players wear neck guards from the start of 2024. Johnson was playing for the Nottingham Panthers at the Sheffield Steelers when he suffered the skate cut in a Champions Cup game. Johnson was a 29-year-old Minnesota native. He appeared in 13 NHL games with the Pittsburgh Penguins. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
The Texas Rangers have taken Game 3 of the World Series, 3-1 victory over the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Rangers now holding a 2-1 lead over the Diamondbacks in the Fall Classic. More details at SRNNews.com.